Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Pit Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Do you ever feel, even when you were an employee, that maybe you were not really clear on goals or expectations or even the tasks that you had to do? Likely this has probably happened to you at some point, if not several times over your career. But now as a leader, we need to be very clear not only on our own expectations and goals and tasks that we need to do, but also when setting those up for our employees. Employees need clear expectations. They need to know what the goals are. They need to understand their job descriptions. Why? Because we want our people and employees, as well as our companies, to succeed. So I want you to consider, what are those areas where maybe expectations, goals, or tasks need to be clearly set? Think about things that are very typical, such as annual goals. We need to know what they are, how we're going to complete them, what resources our leaders will provide us. You want to do the same thing for your employees. But also think about other things where expectations and clear policies and procedures need to be set. That is certainly around safety, whether it be psychological or physical. The behaviors that we are, you know, permitted to have, such as good conflict rather than swearing and yelling at each other. That's an example of a behavior where good conflict means communication and we sit and we talk through it. Communication is a big one as well. We don't want yelling and screaming employees and our retail store where all of our customers can hear it. So we definitely need to set what those expectations are. You may have a code of conduct that also needs to be shared with every level of the organization. So expectations, depending on if you're in purchasing or if it's around behaviors, or maybe you're looking at vendors where you need to ensure certain things are met, making sure that code of conduct, if you have it, those expectations are understood and known. And it may be other key areas in your organization where clear expectations need to be set, goals understood, or tasks be clearly laid out. So here's a couple tips to help you. First and foremost, communicate clearly what those expectations are. It's one thing to say them or write them down, or here's your review, sign it for me. But it's another one to make sure that our employees really truly understand what those expectations, goals, or tasks are. Let's make sure that we can help them succeed by clearly communicating. And then remember to actively listen. We've talked about that quite a few of the tips, but really listening to what our employees have to say back. Do they understand the expectations? You can ask for feedback or ask questions that allow you to understand if they truly understand what you want them to do or what those expectations are. If you do have behavioral or safety or code of conduct policies and procedures, you need to review those with your employees. It is really important that they understand that those policies and procedures exist. A lot of small or medium organizations have policies and procedures written, or perhaps they aren't in the business owner's head and they're verbally done. But if people aren't understanding those expectations, it's better to actually write them down and review them with them. Which comes to my next point, which is to follow up regularly. Remember, the job description when we first started to 6 years from now could be completely different. Those expectations may have changed. You need to make sure that you're following up regularly with any changes to any expectations, goals, or tasks, as well as any single time you update a policy or procedure, the law changes. You need to make sure that those new expectations, goals, or tasks are truly understood and they need to be set. Ensure that not only yourself has clear expectations and goals set, but that your team and every member of them knows what the expectations of them are. Again, that comes to job tasks, job description, safety, how we communicate, our behaviors, etc. This will allow your team to be more collaborative. They will start to communicate more effectively as well because you'll be showing them best practices around that and will ensure the best safety behaviors because this is so important psychologically and physically. It will also help ensure best practices in other areas of your organization. Remember though, training and setting expectations is not a one and done. You have to review any changes that do take place or check in regularly depending on what it is. Also remember, keep that open communication with your team and follow up. Feel free to listen to a few other of the tips Thursday with Tara, where I talk more about communication, active listening, collaboration, etc. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. Thank you for listening, and I hope you gained a key takeaway today. To learn more about our leadership division, including our on-demand course and community, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. To see all about us, you can find us as Twin Life Coaching and Business Services on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Our YouTube handle is at Twin Life Coaching. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.